Is this thing on? Welcome to Rebooted the Podcast. I'm your host, Alita Hernandez. Come join me weekly to hear about my journey from recovery to healing after having a stroke and other life challenges. So let's get talking.
So hi, so today I'm Alita Hernandez, Rebooted the Podcast, and today we have Victor, and I don't know how to say your last name. So if you want to pronounce it.
Zaglavsky.
Okay, you say it better than me. I'm simple. I'm Hernandez. So, but you created this light water, correct?
Yeah, I'm part of a team that created it. But I'm the driving force.
Very good, very good. So, if I guess we can deep dive into what actually is light water. I read a little bit about it. There's a lot of science behind it. So, say, maybe you can tell me in simple English exactly what it is.
Well, to put it simply, it's water that's closest to the water that our bodies make. So it's a new standard in water purity. And what that standard is based on is this contaminant, this natural contaminant that's in all water known as deuterium. Deuterium is a heavy form of hydrogen. So we know hydrogen is the first element on the periodic table. It's also the simplest element, and it's also the one that is responsible for life. It's the element that we need, that it conducts everything so we can produce energy. So it has a cousin, and that cousin is deuterium. And there's a little bit of this deuterium in all of our food and all of our water. And this is one of the main things that causes us to slow down and age. Mm-hmm. And turns out, after all the science and research, 60 years of it, shows us that our deuterium level is just a little too high. So we reduce it by like 20% in the body by drinking deuterium depleted water or practicing a ketogenic diet or a combination thereof, then your health optimization just goes through the roof. Okay. You change your water, change your life, so to speak. Because if you consume the water that your body makes, then you are going to give your body an easier time of it.
So, right? So understand the deuterium. So deuterium is something that you produce in your body. Is that what that is?
Deuterium is just it's just natural in the universe. It's just as simple as, well, let's look at water. Okay. We learn in school that water is H2O, right? That means two hydrogen and one oxygen. So if you look at a liter of water, which is a good example to base things on, in a liter of water, there's 20,000 drops of what we consider to be H2O, but it's not all H2O. That's the problem. So a little bit of water is not two H's and an O. It's an H and a D, that D being deuterium. That deuterium is a hydrogen that has double the mass of the normal hydrogen because it has an extra neutron. So out of this 20,000 drops of water, typical water, 20,000 we think is H2O, like I said, but actually 6 drops of it is not H2O, it's HOD or HDO. And so it's a little bit heavier. It's known as semi-heavy water. And we have a little bit of this in our environment, and it's all water. Some water on the planet has less. Oceans are pretty constant, 155, so parts per million. So that means that humans are somewhere around 150. So when we get down, the big revelation is that when we get down to 20%, in our bodies, then things happen. That's what we function more optimally when we have less deuterium in our bodies.
So is this something that they add to the water, unlike our general water? Like when water gets purified, like I know it's not even good. I mean, you buy bottled water; it's really hard.
Think about it like this. So when you remove things from water, when you have a water filter, whether it's distilled or reverse osmosis or whatever it is, you're actually removing contaminants from water. These are things that are not water. What we do is remove a type of water from the other type of water. So it becomes a lot harder. That's why it can't be done at home. It's a very, very complex process because we're removing a heavier version of water. It's still water. It's just a little heavier. Unfortunately, this heavier water is not compatible with our energy production system, our pathways that make energy in the body. So this cumulative effect slows us down. So if we're going to practice things that are upstream interventions that are foundational, this is one of the best ones to practice, is to put the water in your body, the water that our bodies make, our body in the process of generating energy, our bodies make water. That water is deuterium depleted.
Okay.
So when you take, when you put deuterium depleted water in your body, you're putting in water that's closely, that closer resembles the water that your bodies make, our bodies make. So it's a new standard in water purity. And eventually everybody will come to this, but right now it's very new. Even though it's 60 plus years of science and research, it's still very new. And people are starting to understand the benefits of it, because you drink it for, takes time, you know, it takes 3 months, say about 3 months of drinking deuterium depleted water. And then that's your day one, you know, after you're done with 3 months, that's
your day one. Because, to help you, because you have to
that's what it takes. That's how much time it takes to get down by 20% in the body.
Wow.
And then you want to maintain it. So one bottle is not going to do much. Although some people say, oh, I noticed one thing with one bottle, but from a scientific standpoint, it takes time. Because when you drink water that has less deuterium in it, and so all the water that you're replacing that day, your water will have less deuterium. So you will lose a little bit. You will be able to dump some of that deuterium burden a little bit, like half a ppm or 1 ppm per day. And then over 60 to 90 days, you'll get down to 20% less. And then everything is just going to start to optimize after that. You know, so people use this as an adjuvant for all types of things, for therapies that they're on, for better athletic performance, anti-aging, whatever you want. But I'll tell you, it works.
Hey, anything to get a better health. I mean, I have my jar. I'm drinking water all day. Who knows what's in this thing? So, and it's kind of scary what's in our water too, because here in Fort Lauderdale, the water in Fort Lauderdale here, I went to turn the hose on to mop the floor, and it was like a foam came out, and it smells like chlorine and chemicals and all this stuff.
Oh, it's terrible.
And I'm like, oh my God, you can't even drink it. Like, you can't even use it to make tea or nothing. It's horrible.
You can't. And that, you know, that's a good point you make, because not all water is the same, turns out, right?
No, it's not.
Where the science comes from, and where it was noticed first, was these people that live in areas that have naturally lower deuterium. Remember, we're talking 20% or lower. That's not very much. So these people, some people naturally live in areas that have 16 to 20% less deuterium in the water. Unfortunately, these areas are not where most people want to live. They're in the mountains or Siberia, very cold climates, very isolated environments. But sure enough, these people enjoy greater longevity, better health span. They just enjoy more life, you know, more vibrant life. Yeah. Yeah. And it was discovered that they wanted to know why these people were living so long, because they are living in an extreme environment. And then it was discovered that it was the water they were drinking had less deuterium. So this started everything off back in the late 50s. And but it was only in the last four or five years that our company has been producing water for consumers, for the general public. And there's only a few companies in the world that can do this, because it's a very difficult process. You have to invent it yourself. There's nothing off the shelf. Mm. So you have to be really passionate about this science and about the lifestyle. And if the science convinces you, then you'll do it. And if you do it, then the actual doing of it will convince you. Or you can.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to getting some water. I'll test it out. I drink water. I mean, I drink water every day.
You could use it to make coffee or tea, right, or whatever else you want. It's just the key is that you reduce the deuterium in your body.
Correct.
That's the key.
And then wait a few months to see the benefits. Like most things you do, you take a 3 month, 4 month.
Some people see them sooner. The older we are, the faster we see the benefit, because our body doesn't expect to have low deuterium as we age.
Good. We have hope for us.
Not something your physiology goes, wow, I thought I would have less deuterium as I got old. Yeah. We accumulate this stuff, and it slows us down.
And some of the other toxins that we take, right? Foods, chemicals. I mean, there's so many other factors too, right? In our bodies that we get.
Well, we have to, we live in this time where a lot of things are toxic, including our environment, including, like you said, our tap water. And if we want to stay ahead of the pollution, because we're not going to go. It's very rare that somebody's going to go live in some pristine area where they don't have any of this.
I don't know where that is.
so we just have to strengthen ourselves more. You know, strengthen our life force and our biofield and our physiology that we can deal with some of these things. There's nowhere you can run from it. I was hiking in one of the most remote places in the world, in the Hawaiian Islands, in a remote valley, and there's no trail. I hiked all the way up to the top of the stream, you know, and I see jet fuel in the water, right up there in the little pool. So there's not even the remotest spot in the world.
It's so sad. I lived in California and I remember being up in like Malibu or up in Santa Barbara, and there was oil droplets on the sand because the oil spills, and it just kind of migrates gradually. But meanwhile, it's killing everything on its way. All the plants, all the fish, and intoxicating us too. And then there was people trying to take, there was mussels growing on the rock, and they're getting the mussels. I'm like, are you kidding me? You can't eat that.
that's terrible. That's terrible. Yeah. So we just have to strengthen ourselves, basically.
Yeah.
To strengthen our organism. And we have to get back to that ancestral wisdom that we once had. Because, I mean, look, a couple hundred years ago, sure, there were people that died of accidents and they weren't easy to treat, but we were hardier. We were just more resilient. And now we're not that at all. So I think the right water is a good start.
Oh, yes, so definitely.
Really good start.
Water is life. Without water, we can't live. We have to have water. I mean, you can go longer without food than you can go with water.
You can, yeah. I mean, there's only one thing more important, and that's it. That's air.
Air and water. Yeah, air and water. Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah, that's why I try on this podcast, is just getting stuff like this out to people, because I just find it fascinating. You know, there's such great things out there, and sometimes it's hard for people to, you know, for you to reach to people, you know, with these products and things like that.
I tell people before they start on our water or any deuterated water, they should research what it is first before they just jump in, because it is pricey. It is something you want to do for a long time, and I believe everybody needs to be educated first to know what they're doing. So,
definitely,
very, very fortunate to be able to bring this to people, because I get the benefit myself, and then I get the added benefit of knowing that it's doing something good for somebody. So it's really cool.
How like natural things. So my family's from Puerto Rico, and in the country. So I remember as a little girl, I spent 3 months out of the year there, and I remember the soil is red like brick. You put a seed in it, the next day you have a tree. You know what I mean? Like, exaggerating. Yeah, but it's rich.
It's a greenhouse.
The soil is rich. There's trees everywhere of fruit. So I grew up just picking mangoes and guavas.
And you grew up in the sun. Yeah.
Yes. Most,
if you live in northern climates, it's hard.
Yeah, so you need vitamin D, you know. Yeah, so yeah, outside playing, we always played outside. And we used to go, they have these mineral baths in Camuy.
Oh, wow.
In Camuy, Puerto Rico, they have mineral baths, and
they have hot springs, huh?
Yes, they have hot springs, and it's right out of the rock. The pools are made. If you've never been there, you have to go see it. And then we have a rainforest too. We have Yunque, the rainforest. So we have a mini rainforest, and then the mineral baths. So I remember there's a lot of people in Puerto Rico that are 120, 115 years old, and there's longevity.
And
they're fine. They're mentally fine too.
Well, they get sun exposure, they sweat, they move their bodies, they get clean water, clean food. Yeah, it doesn't take much, right? It's like a body that's healthy, it's hard to get it sick, and a body that's sick, it's hard to get it healthy.
Yeah. So I've learned that. That's why I had a stroke 6 years ago. So I have made a since in 6 years, I have completely changed my life, like my health, my mindset, everything, you know.
And it was a wake up call for you.
It was a wake up call because I was very fortunate. I'm thankful that I'm alive. And the thought of not seeing my sons again was too much to bear. So I'm like, I have to do a change. Nobody else can do it for you. So that's why I'm always looking for different health products and things like that to bring to people to understand that your body heals. It's a miracle. Your body is an incredible
self-healing
machine.
Organism.
Yes.
Self-healing organism. It just needs the energy.
It needs the energy and the right things. I see they used to say that when we were kids, you are what you eat, but people don't understand that. You eat what you drink.
I'm a big believer in the food as medicine thing.
Yes.
Food as medicine movement. It's very powerful. I mean, most of the drugs people take, they don't need. They just need better diet, good food.
Oh yeah, so. I don't like when they have those commercials that they go, oh, just try this program, and oh, I lost 90 pounds, and I'm like, excuse me, there's no miracle pill. There's no. If it took you how old you are, like I'm 58 years old. So it took me all my life. I've done things bad or whatever, putting things in my system. So it takes a long time to get rid of it.
Yeah, it takes a long time. I'm 51 and it took me, I had mercury poisoning. It took like a couple decades to get all that stuff out of my body. And once it's in there, it's very hard. You have to be very knowledgeable on how to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And unfortunately, you have to be really picky on who you go to, you know, for help when it comes
there's not much out there that, is more than just, basic stuff.
I know, but there's a lot of good people out there like you and a lot of other great people out there that are inventing stuff and moving in that direction more natural.
Well, my philosophy is that you have to stay ahead of naming whatever condition or disease somebody wants to tell you you have. When you have a name for it, you're not ahead of it anymore. You're behind it. So that's why preventative medicine is the most important. You don't need to. I mean, if you look at the Merck manual, I mean, there's like tens of thousands of pathologies, all with names and categories and. A healthy body doesn't have any of those. It doesn't have any sickness or disease or nothing to name. You know, there's no condition that's nameable because the body's a self-healing organism and you just stay ahead of it. And when you drink determined depleted water, that helps you quite a bit to stay ahead of it. And then some people know the value of sunlight, nice environment coming from an island. You know,
I'm always in the sun. Well, I walk. Yeah, I walk outside in the morning. The morning walk is the best. The sun, like at 8 o'clock or 7, you know, 7:30 in the morning when the first sun comes out, is really good because here it gets very hot in Florida. So,
yeah, I like Fort Lauderdale, but in the summertime it's very hot. It's very, very hot. Yeah. So, but body that's healthy regulates its own. You know, thermoregulates itself. Doesn't you never feel too hot or too cold? You never feel thirsty. You never feel tired. That's how it's supposed to be. So, yeah.
So where can we find your water? Where is it sold? Well, sold in the store or just on your website?
Well, we don't make enough to sell it in stores. So and it's already expensive. So the markup would be really high if we sold it in stores. Some medical clinics carry it, but if you just go to our website, drinklightwater.com, and lightwater, it's spelled LITE. So it's DRINK, drinklightwater, LITE, WATER.com. And there you can download the deuterium depletion guide, read it. There's a lot of great articles on there. You can find everything there. There's just tons of stuff on deuterium depletion. Just depends how deeply you want to get into science, or you just want to trust it and try it out, and then 3 months down the road, you'll understand it experientially. You know, you won't need to understand the science.
I'm going to tell a lot of my I help with a disabled group that we have inclusion like parties here. Mm. And there's a big function coming up May 20th. So the parents are always asking me different things, like, you know, because I'm always talking about health, you know, healthy things, holistic medicine and things like that. Because a lot of the children, you know, they're autistic or they have different kinds of conditions.
Yeah, they need a little bit of energy boost.
Yeah.
They need a little energy boost to start the self-healing process.
Exactly.
So it's very, very hard for the body to detox or self-heal when it's under stress or in a sympathetic nervous state. So this helps. Deuterium depletion definitely works to give the body the energy that it needs. So most people are, I mean, unless you're an elite athlete, you're pretty much deficient.
Exactly. <in energy. laughs>
So everybody could stand a little bit more functional energy.
Oh yeah, definitely. I get tired. I wake up sometimes in the morning and I'm like, oh, and then after having COVID twice already. So
yeah, that wasn't fun. I had that.
No, it wasn't.
No, that wasn't fun. So drink the right water and everything will line up beautifully in life.
So yep, exactly.
It worked for me. My approach, I took a little different approach. I trusted the science. And then before I even started drinking deuterium water, and the science proved me right. It didn't prove me wrong at all. It actually.
Did you start this because of what you were going through, because of the mercury poisoning that you had?
No, I started it because I was so captivated and enthralled by the science of this. Because I'm always looking for foundational things that are, root causes, okay. Things that are upstream solutions, things that are foundational interventions. It's essentially not band-aids, but things that you can do at the core level. So I found this science and I saw it was overlooked. You know, in 2004 I first discovered it, and then it took years, decades, really, to get to the point where we could produce something at an affordable enough to make it available for people. So I got it. I got really fascinated by the science, and then I said, okay, if the science is right, then this should check out. I should drink this water for 3 months or more, and science checks out, I'm gonna feel something. And sure enough, it did. It was like one of those times where the science proves you right, which is what it's supposed to. If you use this scientific method and you arrive at a conclusion, and you have a good hypothesis and you have a way to validate something, whether it's qualitatively or quantitatively, science should guide your path like a blueprint guides your building of your house. So in this case, it certainly did. You know, the science checked out. So, and it's simple. We have a mechanical problem in our bodies. That mechanical problem is we don't do very well with this heavier form of hydrogen. So we endeavor to reduce it, and when we reduce it, it's like magic. It's like the body goes, wow, I'm where I'm supposed to be. So we have two types of customers. We have those that can afford to drink it and those who can't afford not to drink it. So if you can afford it, don't, you know, it's a run, don't walk. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you can't afford it, then you may need it anyway, because you may be suffering from something where it becomes a necessity.
Yeah. I've seen so many people that I see walking around naturally, that you see them and you can see they're ill. You know, like people have, like their legs are really swollen because they work in a restaurant, they're standing all day and they have like,
sure,
you know, all the blood circulation. Sure,
the edema and all of it. Yeah. Well, they're toxic. Most people are just toxic. So, and you can't even detox unless you have the energy to detox. So you have to free up the energy. That's the main thing. Nothing will happen unless there's movement. Like you need gas. You might have a beautiful car, but you need gasoline in it to get anywhere.
Exactly.
So we need, and then you get into the right fuel. So you have the right fuel and enough and an abundance of it.
Yeah, I can't put diesel in a regular unleaded car. It's not going to work.
And you can't put deuterium depleted water constantly in our mitochondria. That's the big revelation. When you look at the science, and I've done a lot of podcasts specifically devoted to the mechanisms of the science of this at the mitochondrial level. And you see, we have a little problem. And so now we have a solution for that problem. And I'm very happy to have that solution for people, because it's a solution that I have for myself too.
That's awesome. No, it's awesome. I love the science, and especially because you have the science backing it as well. Because a lot of things out there, they'll say, "Oh, it's really good for you," and they label it, but there's no science behind it. So for those
I'm a big believer in scientific method. You know, you either have to have a quantitative explanation, or you have to have some kind of qualitative explanation where you, at that point, you're like, "Hey, you're just convincing people. Hey, it's worked for me. Might work for you." In this case, we have both. We have a qualitative efficacy as shown by everybody that does this, that leads this Terran depleted lifestyle. And then we have the quantified benefit, which is just, you can't dispute, because the science is very strong. And there's a new branch of biochemistry that's sprung up around this called deuteronomics. And that's a endeavors to explain how deuterium is actually managed by the body, because our bodies do manage it. We just get overrun very quickly as we get older. So we can manage it down. You know, the thing that the goal is to down regulate it, to manage how much we have in our bodies. And fasting, ketogenic diet, light exposure, these all help. When you have deuterium depleted water, that helps the fastest. It helps the best, because your body, you just start dumping all of that water from your body that is heavier. So it's a heavy element that we have. And when we reduce it, we actually do get proverbially lighter, but actually truthfully physically lighter as well. And not only lighter in spirit too. Because we're giving our bodies what it needs. You know, we're by molecular weight, we're almost 99% water, you know, 98.9% by molecular weight. So almost every molecule in our body is attached to water. So it has to be pure water. It has to be hydrogen and oxygen, not the heavier form of hydrogen.
Right. I was just thinking, I just got a vision of family members that I knew that they gave them water pills to like suck the water out of them. I'm thinking, oh my God, how horrible that is.
Well, that's like a diuretic of some sort.
Right. Like if you have congested heart failure and you're starting to have water around the heart, they give you this medication. I mean, I don't like medications. I avoid them at all costs.
Well, we have all the tools to age slower. So we're not going to stop it, but we can definitely increase our functional lifespan, you know, because I see people in their 60s and they're already half of what they were when they were 30. But I see other people that live a good lifestyle and nothing's diminished. You know, there's might look a little older, but you're still, even in your 60s, you still have
exactly.
The energy.
Yeah, I'm almost there. So I got two more years. I had to do a big recovery. I mean, I lost like 75 pounds. And
that's incredible.
Completely, but all by not diet, just lifestyle, you know?
Exercising,
walking every day, drinking a lot more water, you know, taking, you know, some supplements, but more plant-based protein, and just, you know, really conscious of what I put in my body now.
It's a daily thing, right?
It is. It's work to be healthy. I tell people, don't think it's a piece of cake. Oh, okay, I'm healthy now. No, you have to work at it.
And it's harder when you travel.
No. You can't go out to eat. A lot of times I'm like on the phone looking.
Not without being educated on things. Like I always ask what oil people, you know, I like sweet potato fries, but I always ask what oil they cook it in. It's always, the answer is always the same. It's like soy or canola. So I don't need it. I don't want it. You know, I rather not hurt myself, you know,
yeah.
For a moment of
a pleasure. I know. It's very difficult. I try to, sometimes I have to just bring my own. And a lot of times, like my husband and I said, you know, why do we do this? Every time we go out somewhere, we're always suffering because we can't even find a salad place. You know, like you just want like a salad or something raw or whatever, something good to eat that's healthy. And
it's tough. There's a, I mean, you have a little bit more progressive options where you're at, you know?
Yeah.
Try living in like Oklahoma or Ohio. Or
oh, that's where you are?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
But I'm,
yeah, I'm I Hawaii. Bet you the diversity in Ohio is not going to be, or Idaho is not going to be. There won't be a little Cuban restaurant in the corner, right?
That's it. Exactly.
But anyway, it was such a pleasure talking to you. I learned a lot today. I'm going to do some more research also.
Likewise, yes. Please do investigate this, because this is new knowledge. It's not going away. It's only going to be it's already pretty well understood, but it'll be more understood by more people as time goes on. So it's a definitely do more research, and now you too know that we have a new standard of water purity out there beyond what's readily available. And that new standard is based on the water that our body makes. So that's the thing that most people can't really believe, that the water that our bodies make to it's called metabolic water. So the water that runs our bodies is not water that we drink. It's water that our bodies make. So.
Yeah, it's hard to, like, you're thinking about it, like, really?
We make it from oxygen and hydrogen. We are factories. We make water. We make all kinds of other chemicals.
Oh yeah, your body produces stuff. Like when you're sick, right? When you're sick, you get all this stuff coming out. You know, like congestion or whatever it is going on in your body. You're like, where's all that stuff coming from? You know.
Just give the body the right building blocks. Do it before anybody names something that you have or don't have, you know, because then people put fear into you, and now you're like, oh no, I have this thing. Then you start identifying yourself with the disease.
Which is terrible.
Ridiculous. So just don't even get there. And then you can focus on things that matter. Yeah.
I stopped saying it. I mean, I was diagnosed with diabetes, you know, when I was like 40, because I had it with my children, you know, when I was pregnant.
Stop giving it attention. Right.
Yeah. I don't give it a name. I'm like, you know, I mean, I used to be on insulin. Now I'm not, I'm done. So
amazing. Wow. Yeah. What a journey. What a story.
Yeah. It's been a long journey, but I was on two insulins before. And, you know, my A1C was like 14, you know, now I'm normal. And it's, you know, that's why I try to tell people that you have, it's all what you put into your body. And it's also about how you think. It's everything. It's just everything. Yeah.
And it takes time.
It does. It takes time. No miracle pill, and you can't, you know, I don't know. People always, everybody wants things instantly since we have this invention, you know.
We have to be careful with that, you know. We have to be careful because things don't come quickly, but they come with persistence.
Yeah.
And good habits, you know, that a positive thought is like a plus one, right?
Yes.
But a negative thought's like a -4.
Yes.
So for every four negative thoughts, for every one you have to think four positive thoughts for every one negative thoughts to stay ahead. So
yeah. Well, I got my mom around still. She's 85 and she's still salsa dancing on the weekends. So
wow, good for her. Yeah.
Gotta keep her healthy. So I'll get her some light water and we'll have a family drinking some good water.
That's awesome.
So it was awesome speaking to you and learning about this. And
it was a pleasure.
Good luck with the business. And I know it's going to be awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. If anybody has any questions, some deeper questions, and I'm always available. You can just find us through our website. Find me through our website. We also are on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and so forth. But yeah, drinklightwater.com. You'll find out everything you need to by going there. We also do testing. So you can test the deuterium level in your body. And like I said, we're really big on the science aspect of this. And
so it's a test that you, like a kit that you get to send back or something to get tested?
Yeah, so a saliva test. You want to know that it's doing something. So you can test before, or you can just guess what you are before you start drinking, because your deuterium level is going to be dependent on where you live, you know, the local water that you're drinking. So after 3 months, you can do a saliva test and see. Like I said, the goal is to get down by 20%. So you want to get into the 120 part per million range. And so we can measure that for you.
That's great. So you really back it up with the science, even more so. So that's awesome. Well, so people will know they can do that test, they can get the test, and then they can see how they are. And then you have an actual measurement there to show how it's working.
We're 110%. We're really, really, really big on the proof of something like this.
It's more like life water, but there's one called that one already. Yeah, you know what light. I mean? It's like health water light. Or whatever. Like you want to give it a.
It's a practical fountain of youth is what it is. It's tapping in your own innate ability for self-healing. And that's the fountain of youth right there. So,
We all want to live a little longer and stay a little younger. Like I say, I'm not done yet. I'm still here for a reason. So I'm not done yet. I want to live at least another 30 years.
Absolutely. More. And with no diminished capacity.
Exactly. I worked hard because I had the stroke, my brain was kind of like, I'm a technical person. I'm an IT. That's my background.
I see.
So I was very, you know, on the computer. I was a project manager before I had the stroke. So I was working on a project that had 500 tasks for a major aerospace company here in Florida. And so like about 2 to 3 weeks after I had the stroke, I started working again. And it was hard because what happened was I would look on, you know, I have two screens. So, you know, when you look one screen and you go to the other, so it would take me. It was like slow motion. It was like, whoop. You know what I mean? Like, whoop. Like I couldn't. So before I could look here and go here, you know,
you're an inspiration for people to have that kind of recovery.
That's why I try to tell people, don't give up. You know, this is the only thing you have that's most important to you is your own body. Right. So you have to take care of it. It's all you have. And people have to understand that.
It's not that hard. it's just making a choice every day to do something.
Exactly, making the right choice to live healthy and be kind to others and just
and then in time you look in the mirror and you're a new person. Mm-hmm. It does happen.
Different. I've changed in the last 6 years. They're like, what? They're like, I feel like I look younger now because I've lost the weight. My face is like the health, you know, you can see it, the difference.
You can absolutely see it.
So
wonderful.
All right.
Well, yeah. It's a pleasure knowing you now and having you shared your story with me. That's very inspiring.
So. Thank you. So you keep doing your good work too. And we'll try to make this earth a better place, at least a little bit better, right?
Yep.
So, all right. So have a great day. And it was great speaking to you. And I will put all the information on when I upload it to the pod. It'll show up next week on Wednesday. It'll be on the podcast. So I'll send you the links to everything. Cool. And I'll have all the information on there too. So they know how to reach you as well.
Excellent. Awesome.
All right. Great. Thank you. Have a great one.
Thanks for having me.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Rebooted the Podcast to learn about each episode's guests and topics. This is your host, Alita Hernandez. See you next Tuesday.